Hello, my name is Jayema, and you're listening to Unpurified, the Ramblings of a Black Queer Christian. For today's episode of the podcast, I just wanted to give you all an update on why I've been taking such a long break from the ministry. I know usually when I say I'm taking a break, I do not really take a break. For real, I'm not usually gone for too long, but I have been gone for a really, 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 really long time, and I wanted to tell you all why I've been gone, and it is a doozy. It is something to behold. It is something to grasp. It's information to upheld. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of information. It's a lot to process for me. Probably going to be a lot to process for you. So, let's get into it. Yeah. Okay, my friends. So, the reason that I have been gone from the ministry for so long, my friends, is because I had a mental breakdown. Yes. I had a mental breakdown. I had a psychotic episode. This is not a joke. I know I joke pretty often. She's very funny. She's a comedian. I'm not joking. I had a mental breakdown. I literally lost my mind. I had a psychotic episode, and I was diagnosed with schizophrenia. So I hear voices, and I lost my mind. So, you know, that's what's been going on with me. That's why I've been gone from the ministry for so long. Yeah, I literally lost my mind. So, and I want to tell y'all why or how it happened. But I can't get into everything right now because there is information that I want to release to my ministry first before I tell y'all everything. And I feel like I will tell y'all everything. But just to give you all an update, that's what's been going on with me. She's lost her mind. She's taking antipsychotics now. She's in therapy twice a week. She has lost her entire mind. She has lost her mind. And, you know, it's something. It's been a lot to adjust to. And I feel like the schizophrenia just showed up out of nowhere. Like, I was fine. And then, boom, one day I just lose my mind. And now I'm hearing things and I'm seeing things. But I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot. And it's making me, like, rethink the ministry. It's making me question the stuff that I've heard. But I know that me questioning my work is literally the work of the enemy. I know that everything that I released is true, because I ended up telling my family about the Bride of Christ being only one person, and they don't believe me. They don't believe a lot of the stuff that I say on my ministry. So it's hard for me because I feel really alone when I'm finding out the information that I'm finding out. And I feel like they don't know God in the same way that I know God. And they picture him as being really cruel. and they don't see his goodness. So my messages are about his goodness. They're about his peace, about his love. And so when I release my messages, they don't agree with what I say, even though they don't like look at my ministry. Like, it's not like they're looking up my messages and saying that they don't agree. It's just from what I'm telling them, from what I know. And they don't agree based on the information that I speak to them, but they don't listen to my ministry. So I know that I have some sort of leeway in terms of being able to say what I want. So I'm still going to say what I want on my ministry. I'm still going to preach the gospel. I'm still going to preach the good news. But I don't know. It really hurts knowing that I'm kind of alone in this, in that sense, but that's okay. It's not a place I haven't been before, but I finally got my mic to work. I don't know if you can tell if the audio quality sounds better. I finally got my mic to work again. It's recording again, thank God. And I don't know. Dealing with the schizophrenia diagnosis has been hard. And it, again, like I said, it showed up out of nowhere. I'm hearing stuff out of nowhere. And personally, like, the voices that I hear are demons. There's just so much that I need to tell y'all, that I want to tell y'all, that I want to get into, but I feel like I can't say it right now. And I'll say stuff later. I need to say things later. But I don't know. I don't know if I want to release messages first before I say what I want to say, but yeah, basically, like I said, I have schizophrenia. I hear voices. The voices that I hear, I believe, are demons. When I lost my mind and I had my psychotic break, my prophetic gift expanded, and I'm a prophetic feeler, so I can feel things. I feel things from people. Like, I can feel emotions. I can feel, I can get information just like through the way that I can feel things. So I can sense the demonic. And I don't know if anyone else has a spiritual gift like this, but I can sense the demonic. They speak to me. And I can sense what they're doing. I can sense how they're moving. I can sense, because even right now, they're talking to me. And I can feel them moving. Because they don't like when I tell people that I can do this. They get upset. But they also lie a lot. They lie a lot about what they like and who they are and what they do. And just a lot of stuff. And there's so much that I've been able to figure out from having this gift and having schizophrenia. And I know that that's why the Lord allowed this to happen, allowed me to get schizophrenia in the way that I have schizophrenia, is because, like, I know that I'm hearing demons, and I'm learning a lot about the demonic because of what I'm walking through. And I'm going to release messages in the upcoming months about the demonic, because this is what I can see, this is what I can feel, this is what I can sense. And I know that I don't have this gift for no reason. I know that the Lord isn't walking me through this for no reason. But what I'm going to say now in front of every message that I have, I'm going to let you all know that, hey, I was diagnosed with schizophrenia. I hear things. Maybe this isn't true. Use discernment. And that's just what I'm going to say. I think I'm going to record a message that I'm going to place in front of all of my messages from now on. Let's say that I have schizophrenia, to let you all know very plainly who I am, what I'm going through, what I'm walking through. You don't have to believe it. If it's not true, then it ain't true. But if it is true, then I need to say it. If it's a lie, then the Lord will tell the truth. Okay? If it's not the truth, then the Lord will correct it. But I feel as though I still have a message that I need to speak. I still have things that I need to say, and I am going to speak it because I feel like the enemy is trying to get me not to speak, and he cannot take my voice. He can't. They cannot take my voice. I'm still going to speak. I still know that the messages that I speak are true and of God. And I may hear the voices of demon, but I also hear the voice of the Lord. So I'm still going to speak. I'm still going to speak my messages. So I came back on here to let you all know that I am going to start this ministry back up. She's been knocked down. She's been beat back. She's been diagnosed with a mental illness. She's been going through some things. It's been hard to keep focus in my brain. It's been hard to have good days. It's been hard to keep my head up. But I know at the end of the day, I still want to preach. I still have a message that I want to share. And I may not have all the followers that I want. I may not have the numbers that I want. I still want to preach my message. And I'm going to preach it to my heart's content. So, yeah, that's what's been going on with me. I have a ton of messages that I need to get out. And also, I may reframe the way that I do the ministry because it's hard for me to write now because of, you know, the mental illness and just the schizophrenia is just a lot. It's a lot of voices and just feelings and just it's a lot to keep. So I might switch the way that I do my writing. I might just write down my notes, just have like a note section and just preach my message on the podcast and just keep the notes on my blog from the thing, because writing out full messages takes a lot out of me, and I have so many messages that I need to get out, and I just need to do things in another way. But yeah, I might switch up how I do my blog. But yeah, I just have things. It's also, I'm going to take a longer time to get my messages out, a way longer time. I need to take more time. I need to rest more. I just need time to get these messages out. So, yeah, things are changing, but I'm coming back. I'm not going to be gone for long. So I'm going to get myself together. And once I get myself together, you're going to be hearing from me very soon. So, yeah. Yeah, that's all I had to say. I've been hanging in there, going to therapy. Like I said, taking my medicine, going on walks and doing stuff. I'm eating more frequently, sleeping more frequently, doing what I need to do to keep my mind together. But I still want to preach the word of God because I love Jesus with all my heart and all my soul. So I still want to preach the gospel. So yeah, that's all I had to say. And I might go into depth about the way the schizophrenia impacts me. I may go into depth about my psychotic episode. I just have so much information that I want to share. And I just know that I need to do that at a later time when, I don't know, maybe when no one else is home and nobody can hear what I'm saying on the podcast. So I just, you know, I have stuff that I need to do, but I just wanted to give you all a little update about what's going on with me. I'm going to get myself together and hopefully have this podcast up and running pretty soon. So, yeah. Yeah, okay, that's all I have to say. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sticking around if you stuck around this long, if I've been gone for quite a while. But yeah, thanks. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. If you would like to find me online, I'm on Instagram at The Bible Is Inclusive, and I'm on Twitter at Bible Inclusive. I also have a book. It's called Who Told You That God Was Homophobic? And that's available in paperback and ebook. And that's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, Kobo, Scribd, and other retailers. And if you would like to visit my website is called thebibleisinclusive.com. And that is the host of my blog. And I make many posts on there about, like, you know, the spiritual things that I have found out. I tend to be more active on the blog than I am on my podcast. So I recommend that you subscribe to my website so that you can get updates every time I post on there, because, you know, she posts on there more frequently. And if you would like to become a Christian, you can figure that out on my website as well. You can go to the menu. There's a tab and it says, you know, how to become a Christian, and it'll show you the prayer that you can pray in order to become a Christian if you would like to. And also, you don't have to, you're not forced into this, but if you would like to donate to me, you can also go to my website and there is a tab on there that says donate, and you can put in, you know, however much money you would like. They have a single, like, one-time donations, and they also, I think they have reoccurring donations on there too. So you can, you know, do it however you want, and you'll be able to donate to me. And yeah, thank you again for making it all the way to the end of the podcast, and I'll see y'all in the next one.